Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Happy May, everyone, and welcome to the show. Can you believe it is May already?
I know. I've been practicing Cinco de Mayo. I started about a month ago,
yeah,
so I do speak a little Spanish.
Yes. The months are flying by. The days are flying by. All the more for you to be present, not in the past or the future, but to be right here, right now, and be present to what is happening in your life.
Well, and hey, what is happening in nature? We've been longing for our monarch butterflies. So what have you heard about that?
Well, they are waking up and coming, you know, from their winter hibernation and undergoing a great migration. So when they arrive here, unfortunately, because we use Roundup and other dangerous pesticides, these young butterflies are weak and hungry. We're kind of impeding that. So don't use Roundup. Don't use pesticides, people. Don't use the herbicides. There's so many natural products out there that we can be using. We want to help our butterflies, our bees, our pollinators, and nature.
Yeah, try white vinegar. Try spraying white vinegar on those weeds. You know, one of the miscommunications about Roundup is it doesn't kill them. They come back with a vengeance next season.
Yeah, we just poison the water and the ground and everything
around. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of job security. That was in the days of yesteryear when we actually used some of that stuff. We discovered this was really bad.
Yeah, not good for animals, not good for our pollinators, not good for us. Want to stay steady now, folks. So much is happening. So much is erupting. And this is the natural order of things. Everything in divine timing. Everything in divine order. Stay present. Stay with that trust. Trust that everything is for us and everything will work out for all of us.
Yes, allow everyone else their beliefs and hold
their
on and their choices, how they approach their health, and don't let that be all about you.
Yes, and bless it all. When we bless it, we actually send loving, uplifting energy. And your life will be much more blessed because it's going to reflect right back to you. Well, we have a great show lined up, so stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, have you come to realize that the reality you are living in is not your own? Perhaps this past year did it for you in one way or another. If so, great. Now, how do we untangle who we really are from all of this mess? Well, we'll have a chat with Jungian master Robert Novak for his view on how to untangle from the matrix. And now we welcome your host for the day, Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes the difference. I'm flying solo today without Brenda, but she will be back tomorrow. You know, it's been a busy year, actually been an incredible year with all sorts of different things going on. And as Benny mentioned in the intro, you know, hopefully you've come to realize that the reality you're living is not your own. And we do have a special guest with us today, Robert Novak, our UN master, inspiring teacher, writer, speaker, personal consultant, who you hopefully, if you were with us last year, you remember we call on for him to kind of report in on what's going on, what he's discovering out there, and how we can move through it. So, Robert, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here, and definitely miss Brenda being with us, but very good to be back here to talk to you because it has been quite an interesting year, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, as we said, we've been saying for a long time that very few of us are living our own reality. And so I think that's a good starting off place for us, especially after this year, because a lot of us have become aware of things aren't necessarily the way we thought they would be.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to see every person, you know, realize their greatness and experience their individualized connection with God, Source, Creator, knowing that they are a spark, you know, this individualized aspect of awareness at which we call, you know, God, Source, Creator. And I want people to realize that we're just not, if you want to say, mere humans, you know, in this limited, you know, kind of like a limited being way that we're definitely seen to be in this reality that we've been living in, right? I'm hoping that we can all come to realize that there's some engineering going on in this, you know, that's influencing us, you know, in this, you know, to create some sort of desired reality structure that is definitely not of a populist choice. I mean, this is what I'm realizing. I mean, this past year and a half, I mean, I've been truly awakened to so many different narratives that steer us that, you know, in my opinion, it's woken me up to say, man, this has been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced it started back in the, you know, 5,500 years ago, you know, time period, what we call the patriarchy, and everything that brought, you know, about upon us. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, our listeners have some awareness of the created imbalances associated with the patriarchy and the limitations that have been embedded in its beliefs and protocols that hinder anyone really attaining wholeness, which means a level of awareness for one sees and experiences life in a greater wonder and, you know, and experiences. Because, you know, they are aware, right, of the essence of creation through them and all things, which, you know, turns out to be unlimited and uninhibited when, you know, you can awaken and play from that, you know, from that, you know, way. And I'm convinced that the organizers of the patriarchy surely do not want people to see and experience this level of awareness, because they would wake, you know, up and see that, you know, who they really are and realize, like, and go, wow, you know, I'm part of this creating life force essence of the whole, and I am unlimited and uninhibited. And I believe this is where many are awakening to today. And now the question is, will more awaken to this or a greater realization? And I hope as we talk today that more, you know, are sparked and awoken with some of the things we talk about.
Yeah, you know, Robert, what's really interesting is that we've been talking about this for years, is that you can look at this from the point of view of a shorter view or a longer view, that everything is for us. And I keep hearkening back to these things that we kind of grew up with in this version of the spiritual community in our lifetimes. And that is, you know, okay, we've been aware of we're in this period of shift, you know, where these possibilities are now going to be available to us. And also, we've been talking about the situation that we've been in, which we call Earth School. So it's kind of like, you know, there is no light without dark. In Earth School, there is this experience of subjugation, et cetera, so that we can really understand what freedom of spirit is. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, right? There's no question, you know, to look at that and then experience that and look at that in ourselves as much as anything else, too, right? Mm-hmm. And you need that to help develop your soul. And I think we're to that point of realization, right, to where we take on a whole different energy and perspective to where, you know, many of us have that learned understanding and can step into that higher, you know, frequency reality and not have to play out such that shadow aspect of things.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Brenda and I talk about with our clients all of the time is how to run things through your own filter, not just to accept that reality, that false reality we're talking about, that we've learned from these structures. We've learned from our parents, our mentors, our society, our world history. So how would you set us down that road?
Well, you know, it's real interesting, you know, in the different work that, you know, I do to help one become, if you want to say, their own self-authority, own self-expert, to be able to lead, you know, lead and live their own life. One of the ways of uncovering different limiting factors, you know, that have affected people or their ancestors, right, or the culture they live in, we do, you know, as we know, muscle testing or testing their energy to see if they, if their energy goes weak to, let's say, the word authority or authorities or experts or leaders. And if their energy goes weak to any of those, we first have to start trying to clear that out so then they can show up to be different, right? Because we do have those conditionings in there. And it is, you know, in many ways, designed to have those conditions and programs to be in there for, you know, so we need to remove those and then we can be in the alignment of our own authority with, you know, our creative, you know, source and all that is, right? So this is one of the first things I would do to help someone is to see if your energy goes weak with any of those words.
Yeah, and just to be clear, what we're talking about in this, you know, muscle testing, you know, which is really a great way to understand, you know, where you are to other energies. We're talking about unconscious limitations, our beliefs, as well as our experiences, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the thing that, you know, we want to look at when we look at being your own authority, and we want to, you know, make sure that we don't get into the ego trip of it, because to me, then you're not really in the alignment of the true source energy. You could say your heart and everything else, because if you're, you know, looking at it from the egoic way, you're probably going to be a little bit more forceful and not as loving and compassionate. But if you're in that true alignment with the heart of, you know, the essence and holding the place of understanding and compassion for yourself and others, man, you're going to be, you know, just amazing. And when you can stand back and realize that you're your own authority, expert, and leader, and you always have been, I believe the universe responds to you being, you know, in that alignment and authority. And all of a sudden, things are synchronistically happening and it seems like magically happening. Because you're living from that place.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people get confused because you often hear, again, if it's from the egoic point of view, you hear people in the spiritual community going, well, I'm God. you know, we're all one. But what I think that really means is that we are expressing in a certain way, you know, we are expressing as a part of God, that sort of a thing. And that's how you start to separate the ego as opposed to, because you are not that greater, but you are connected, right? Is that the right track we're talking about here?
Definitely. Absolutely agree. 100%. I like to say we are, you know, a spark of the divine, this individualized aspect of the awareness that God, source, creator, that we, you know, all of that, right? So that to me is what it is.
Yeah. Well, folks, we are here with Robert Novak. We're talking about, you know, and this has been a continuing effort. I want you to check back to his visits with us last year at ConsciousTalk.net. But we're untangling this matrix we find ourselves in, and it's a good thing. We'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. You know, we love bringing on people, experts, authors, those people out there who are, you know, taking on the greater challenges of this life and this shift we've been talking about, doing the work, working on themselves, and then sharing what they've learned with the rest of us. That's what Conscious Talk is all about, so we can help all of us, you know, kind of give back to who we really are, discover what that is. And we're doing that today with Robert Novak. I would like to mention his website is bewillingtobeamazed.com. That's bewillingtobeamazed.com. Well, Robert, we've been talking about untangling us from this matrix we find ourselves in and we're learning from, I would also add. So let's talk about DNA and frequencies. You know, what's your approach there?
No, exactly. And, you know, you're right. You know, we've been you've been on this journey with me, and I share so many different aspects, you know, over the months and years here that we've been doing this, and definitely learning how to untangle myself. And that, you know, we've done an interview before on DNA, right? And definitely felt it was really important to go over with people again, because at this point in time, it's so important to realize that our DNA has a multidimensional aspect, and it changes the physical aspect of our DNA. And unfortunately, the mainstream only references, if you want to say, these chemical encoded, you know, DNA ladder type of things, and that's only 10% of the DNA. The rest of the 90% is what they call multidimensional. And the, you know, science knows this, right? That there is this multidimensional aspect, but of course you're not seeing that in the mainstream education either. So, we connect with all this chemical aspect. But one of the things that we want to, you know, do recognize, that mainstream science recognizes, is that one's environment has an effect on the 10%, okay, which is good, but also the 90%, the multidimensional aspect of the DNA, has an effect on that 10% as well, right? So here, you know, mainstream, you know, says we got this relation with the environment, change our DNA or our genes or whatever else, and you give it this physical representation. However, our environment is not limited directly to our immediate surroundings, right? I mean, we can say that extend beyond that to our culture, our collective, and beyond into other dimensions and even higher vibrational frequencies. So here in our immediate environment, I mean, there's a vast range of frequencies emitting from everything and everybody around us. And even our virtual media is emitting, you know, from our cell phones, our TV, our music, podcasts and the like. They all are affecting your genetic structure and your signature frequency. Mm-hmm. So now when we extend our connection beyond what we reference as the recognizable physical to the sacred, the spiritual, the cosmos, to our Akashic records of the past and our future, and when we make those connections, we are actually upgrading our 10% DNA to those environmental influences as well. So what that means is we need to do a lot more of it now to get us out of the frequency band of what we recognize as our current reality, which I call this false matrix or engineered reality, filled with all kinds of narratives to keep us in this bandwidth. So yeah. When we start, you know, shifting our frequencies into higher bandwidths, our life reflects that. We do this, you know, by going beyond what we've been trained or ingrained in us as a physical reality, this timeline, right? And we want to do this because humanity has the opportunity right now to flow into another timeline which resonates at a higher frequency and is less encumbered. That means we, you, me, need to resonate at higher frequency and to drop more of our low frequency baggage, our drama, and all the different negative emotions. Now, also with our emotions, we need to realize they have a frequency. One can feel someone's irritation, frustration, fear, or even their joy, right? But we need to disentangle from the perpetuated narrative and divisive rhetoric, right, that's out there right now. And we may feel like we need to battle it. You know, I understand that. I get it. But if we do, we will not get the alignment of our authority that we have on our core, right? We need to get into this alignment first, because this is what makes the engineered reality disappear. And then you can step into another timeline where this does not exist. Now, I know that may seem unreal, and it is unreal, you know, if you're in the matrix, but when you start getting that alignment, then you start come to another knowing and you have different experiences and you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to find some other ways for people to understand this and to see it. And one thing that's become very clear to me as we've been seeing new technologies that are not the same kind of physical technologies come on the planet. Ones that we're not used to. And I've always said, you know, we're limited by our measuring devices, which is one way of how we've been tied to this this physical plane only, because we don't believe in things we can't measure. We've been seeing the eruption of a lot of different things like scalar energy and, you know, really understanding the energy of light in a whole different way. And I think that's been helping us to get that there is always something behind what we have been sensing at this level that actually is driving it. And that's what you're talking about, is that, you know, we're it's sort of like we used to talk about the brain, you know, that we really were only using a small portion of it versus this much greater possibility. Well, if we move that into the concept of the mind being like a whole body thing, we're experiencing and receiving even more frequencies, even though we don't quite understand them, but we get to see their reactions in our emotions, in our physicality, yada, yada, yada. Does that help?
Absolutely. I agree, you know, with you, and I'm glad you explained it that way, you know, for the listening audience, because it's really, really important. You know, one of the things that, I forget when, you know, Hawkins brought out his map of consciousness related to frequencies and so forth, and, you know, where one can measure their consciousness and where they're at. I'm not sure when that came out, but it's definitely come into my, you know, more of my life this past month that it's like, Bob, here it is all of a sudden, right? And one of the things to help understand, if you want to say frequencies and how to untangle from the matrix, is just to, you know, kind of review some of the things that, you know, we said, you know, before, you know, in other interviews, you know, and one of the things that, you know, comes to mind is that, you know, when I have my sessions, you know, of course, it's all about lightening different people's concerns, their anxieties and stressors. And one of the things I've heard, if you want to say from, you know, women or moms in particular, they say they just want to be safe. And I want my children to be safe. Well, that's not what's really bothering them, okay? And I know this because if that was the thing, then their energy would go weak. But it doesn't. So even though they're saying it's all about safety, it's not. Now, of course, it totally makes sense that we want to be safe and we want our children to be safe. I mean, agreed. However, in these cases with these women, it has been 100% of the time that there was actually some deeper, unrecognized concern driving this thought related to being safe. And 100% of the time, the underlying drivers were not wanting to experience shame, blame, or guilt, right? And so, and when we look at, you know, shame, blame, and guilt, it is the lowest frequency on this consciousness map that Hawkins created of humanity. So, of course, no one wants to feel that. But, you know, so when we start clearing the conscious energetic attachment to these previous experiences of them feeling shame, blame, or guilt, whether it be actual experiences or observed experiences of others, whether real or in a movie. And I have to harp on something here related to movie or media inputs, because we take it for granted that what we are watching is not affecting us and that it's just make-believe. Well, guess what? You are experiencing the movie, and anything you experience, real or imagined, sets your conditioning. And on top of that, through all experiences, we set parameters of living. Beliefs are formed, right, via the experience input, and we create what I call constructs, mental and emotional remembrances of how to be or not, you know, when another similar situation arises. So,
yeah. Let me just interrupt you there, Robert, because
guilt is what's keeping us locked out of this keeping us locked into this bandwidth of the false matrix.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Robert, because we're going to run off to a break. And we're going to want to come back to this because this connects a lot of dots when we're talking about emotional blocks. We're talking about stored energy, you know, quote, real or imagined. It affects your physiology, and that's the end all that most of us experience all of the time. So hang on. We've got a lot more to go with Robert Novak.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference today with a really meaningful discussion, and it's one that we all really have to dig into now. We've been talking about this idea of a shift, et cetera, for some time, and, you know, how we've been living in a false reality. We have the ability to actually discover who we are and the, quote, real reality. And that's why we're talking to Robert Novak, because he's delved into this for some time. We love getting his take on it. So, Robert, in the last segment, you said something very important, that shame, blame, and guilt are driving, frequencies that keep us locked into the bandwidth of this false matrix, this false reality we've been living. And you were talking about the Hawkins chart in relationship to this, that this is the lowest point on that chart, and that's the chart of consciousness.
Absolutely, and so... Right now, if we look at what's going on in the world, everyone's saying, man, fear is driving everyone's, perspectives and the propagandas and the way people are, doing things, right? However, I look at it as the real thing that's happening here that's driving it, keeps us locked into this matrix that shapes and influences so much, is really the lower frequencies of shame, blame, and guilt, which is at the 20s and 30s, right? And if we look at it, we've been under a lot of narratives for thousands of years. I mean, when we sit here and reflect back, I mean, we can all, talk to different religion aspects, but specifically when someone says they're a Catholic, yeah, I grew up Catholic guilt, right? So yeah. Here, guilt is at a level of 30, right? Fear is a level of 100, okay? So what else happened, over this past year? I mean, at the very beginning, if you didn't wear a mask, I mean, it was going out there, you're going to kill someone, right? Mm-hmm. And we know differently to that point, but it's really driven that aspect of, boy, you're going to, really feel guilty or shame on you. You're going to get blamed for this. And even look at the shaming going on, being identified with different groups nowadays, it was on some sort of other divisive classification. So it fear is definitely a lower frequency that does impact these things. But to me, the real locking frequencies are related to those lower ones, because think about it. Fear is at 100, which is 5 times higher than shame. Okay. So we have to resolve these things in us, and the conditioning and the beliefs that trigger or bring up a reaction of different things, like, I would feel so guilty if this happened. I would never forgive myself. I would be ashamed. I don't want to be blamed. Now, all this is very rational, but it's not about rational reasoning, okay? This is about freeing your consciousness so your consciousness does not resonate at that frequency. Now, this does not mean you won't ever experience these frequencies, but we want to experience them newly every time and not through the intensity of their accumulation in one's, life experiences or their attachment to them, right? Yeah. So we have to start resolving these lower, denser frequency patterns in us so we're freer, more loving, happier, and less influenced by outside agendas.
Yeah, and so, Robert, let me sense, say right? – Yeah, let me, ask you this. Is the problem, in the past we've talked about entrainment. When you stay in an energy, you essentially become it, or you experience it and it becomes kind of a norm. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, if we stay too long in these lower frequencies, then that's just where we're going to operate. But if we have pass through them, we can drop back in, but if we know that there is entrain ourselves to something higher, we don't have to stay there.
Exactly right. So this gets into our environment that's shaping our DNA and our signature frequency, but also experiencing and living through those things, we are now setting different conclusions about life right? And bringing in different belief patterns through these experiences, right? Because every time we experience, we react, we have an emotion to it, we have sensations that now become, you know, ingrained, like I said, entrained in us, and then we start living from that place consistently.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, we're here with Robert Novak. He is really connecting a lot of dots for us today, folks. I want you to know you can get in touch with him at his website by going to bewillingtobeamazed.com. But we can be amazed some more. We have one more segment with him, so stick with us. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're here again today with Robert Novak. It's been a while, but you can check back in the archives or just put Robert Novak in the search engine at ConsciousTalk.net. Find his page and play some of those other discussions we've had with him, because that will really help you out with the one we're doing today. We're talking about you know, how to really break out of that matrix that we've found ourselves in. And it is time. It is time for this shift. So, Robert, you know, we were talking about frequencies. We're talking about levels of consciousness. And we had just sort of finished, or, you know, we're in the middle of talking about entrainment. You know, where you're hanging is what's going to be expressing through you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I want people to check is if they have a belief. I want them to check this. If you have this belief, I'm not a good person if I don't feel this way. And what I mean by that is, you know, we can be coerced or whatever else based on other people's comments and different scenarios that take us to these lower frequencies of shame, blame, and guilt. And of course, if you have this belief, I'm not a good person, if I don't feel this way, then of course you can go there. So, you know, different examples of that. And I just got a couple here. You know, we can get into things like, you know, political correctiveness, right? To where, let's say, in cases you are expected to react and feel a certain way, right? Shame, blamed, or guilty. Just like, you know, the thing that's out there right now about being white, it's expected that you should feel some sort of shame, blame, or guilt related to the situation the country is, right? So to me, this is just a reinforcement tactic to keep you locked in the matrix, and doesn't have to have any truth behind it. And I'm saying that someone does or doesn't, but when there's a tactic, you know, have some truth or doesn't, it's still a tactic to get you in that place, right? So it gets you in that frequency and to where your mind and emotion can be played or stirred in a certain direction. The other thing, you know, to kind of stress this is what I call the, you know, I want to be a good mom driver, right? And mm-hmm. you know, of course, many moms that I've worked with, I mean, they can be really intense and have a strong push to want to be a good mom. And I get it. It totally makes sense. However, the intensity of the drive is what we need to look at, because if it's being, you know, so, intense, we have to look at what's creating that level of intensity. And what I've seen is that a lot of times not wanting to experience the shame, blame, or guilt that may come up if something doesn't go right in their life situation and getting, you know, shamed by people close to them, right? Especially if something happens to their children. So the other thing that, you know, wants to be, you know, we want to look at these things is we do want to resolve them, and we need to look at what the intense drivers are. We need to resolve these things, because you'll never be at peace, okay, if we ignore the drivers that are underneath there, right? So it's not about, you know, in case I've shown about being safe, but we need to resolve everything that's in us related to shame, you know, blame, or guilt. So it's not something that, you know, intensifies a position that we take, right? Because we'll never have peace. And if we look at the map of consciousness, peace is level of 600. And we're not going to get to love, which is at 500, if our drivers that we're avoiding to feel, these lower frequencies, right, that we mentioned, because there's an avoidance technique, you know, in us, that indicates that we're not even at the level of 250, which is neutrality on the map of consciousness chart. So if we want to go up and be at peace or be neutral about things, we got to resolve these lower frequencies in us and the things that are happening. Now, one of the things also related to this belief is that I'm not a good person if I don't feel this way. I want you to realize something, that we're inherently good, right? And it is because we are inherently good that this goodness can be turned on us. And realize that the players in the matrix that benefit using the matrix conditioning, there are. We just got to realize that, right? So like you mentioned earlier, shadow players to help us, in my opinion, get us in the alignment, right, in many ways. And at the same time, maybe resolve some even ancestral, you know, things that we've also taken on. So if we're starting to feel, you know, shame or blame or guilt, to me this proves our goodness. And so knowing you are good, pause, right, and recognize that something being played out here, maybe a tactic, and smile and don't go there, right?
Yeah.
And don't go into lower frequencies. What I like to tell clients is approach life from a sense of play, right? And here you are, you know, in a higher frequency, when you approach life with a sense of play, it's kind of like being in that, you know, place of joy at 540. So being in a sense of play, you can tackle those lower frequencies coming at you because you're at a level of love too, right? And mm-hmm. and that's, you know, when we do this at a sense of play, we're going to be more awake and we're going to be, you know, able to just deal with life so much better.
Yeah. And you know, I think to emphasize the point that we all have this going on, you know, you can pick an example. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, pick any religion. They've got a way of doing this. Pick almost all organizations, thoughts, and beliefs. At the base of them, there is that possibility of the shame and the guilt and that, you know, those kind of lower consciousness drivers. And I think it's, you know, it's in a way, it's kind of the beautiful construct of this earth school that we're in, that when you become aware of what you've been talking about and realize we're inherently good, why are we playing with these other things? It changes your life. you know, it opens up that possibility. And I think that's what we're all, and then you get to express your true creativity, et cetera, or whatever it is that you've come to do here. So this is the reason we do this, Robert, right?
Absolutely. And when we look at these frequencies, which of course it relates a lot to emotions, and you know, we hear out there being, you know, talked a lot about emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to realize, because you know, the emotions don't have any intelligence. You're the intelligence. So from our awareness, we want to be able to note different signature frequencies of emotions going on in us so we can, you know, work with them. You know, realize that emotions are just recordings of our experiences, right? And neuroscience sees them as chemical recordings in the brain. So when we can realize we're the intelligence, right, and the sacred being, we start working from that place. Emotions don't have any power over us unless we give it to them, right? So we start separating ourselves from that and getting in our alignment. So the biggest thing we can do to get freedom is we have to acknowledge certain things going on. And I do want to say the other thing that we can do here, Rob, that is so important, and this is inherent in all of this, okay, is we need to start, you know, what I call connection practice, connecting to our source, that which we are a unique expression of. And when we do this in real silence, okay, it's really active. And when it's at the right frequency, it automatically switches you on, and your self-healing ability will start to strip out the conditioning, right, the dense mm-hmm. accumulations automatically. And the more we can work with that real silence, the better. So it's not about learning or techniques or finding out what to do. You've got that already in you. In the space of connection and real silence, you are a purifier within the space of presence. Your yeah. ability to purify increases as your frequency rises and maintains a certain level. And once it does, that innate knowledge takes over and you start to upgrade so that your whole multidimensional self walks in. The multidimensional self, which has been locked out of this reality for a large part, your biology starts to upgrade, and then that bigger part of you can literally mesh with physicality, and you become the massive antenna that connects through all these spaces and times currently converging on this reality. And this is kind of what we talked about when we looked at the multidimensional DNA.
Yeah.
What we need to do now is connecting, settling into real silence and the higher and higher frequencies.
Yeah, well, I just want to remind everybody, because we're at the end of this hour, if you want to get in touch with Robert, you can work with him, but go to bewillingtobeamazed.com. That's bewillingtobeamazed.com, and you will be. And thanks, Robert, for once again, you know, opening up this road for us. And folks, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.